Episode 2809, Transformed by Trouble.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. God has his thumb on you. Oh, yes, his fingerprints are all over you. Isn't that wonderful knowing that? But I know sometimes we can question, we can wonder, where are you, Lord? Let's be honest. But even in the midst of not knowing, in the midst of all the struggles and troubles, be transformed by trouble. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, if you'll pardon me for just a minute, I've noticed my voice is getting a little bit raspy. I don't know if it's because fall is setting in, but bear with me because I know God has something in store for you today. You know, even though struggles attempt to bury you, be reminded that you are transformed by trouble. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 says this, "For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." You know, I picked up a book I haven't read in a long while, and there jumped off the page, day 25, Daily Inspiration for the Purpose-Driven Life. And it was simply that, transformed by trouble. And it noted 2 Corinthians 4:17, and all I could do is sit in silence. Can good come from trouble? What do you think? How do you act if you do think you can come from trouble? Or better yet, how do you act if you don't think good can come from trouble? There's lots of different angles we can look at this. We can rely on our own strength and act like we've got everything under control, but deep down, we are falling apart. Have you ever thought that from where you are, God would not be able to find you or maybe has already chosen not to show up? Unfortunately, lots of people are sitting around, drowning their sorrows in whatever they can: drugs, food, sleep, pity parties, anger, alcohol, shopping, gambling, and even their own kiddos. Yes, we even use our kiddos as an excuse. We actually use them to escape God. Why? I got to take care of them. Lord, I'm too busy for you. I don't got time for you. Now, you don't necessarily say that. Your heart doesn't say it, but your actions do. Why is it that we lead our everyday acting like God won't show up in every way? Why do you think that is? That's such a lie. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Transformed by trouble. You know that trouble you're playing with doesn't have to be a distraction to the wrong side. You know, we're talking about Satan, right? It's not about what he thinks for you. God meets you right where you are. But do you and I allow him to? Seriously, think about that. Most of us are quick to turn off God when the results aren't coming as we expect. So instead of falling on our knees, we end up throwing up our hands in disgust. Why aren't you here, Lord? What is your problem? I'm doing everything you ask me, and you won't give me what I want. Sound familiar? We've all been there. Maybe you're there right now. But I promise you, God is with you. And God will not do what he's given you the right to choose. Sometimes we think that, you know what, Lord, you just got to make it happen. You got to move the mountain. God will move the mountain if that's the only way. But you see, sometimes you're supposed to move the mountain. You're like, why? Me? Move a mountain? Yeah, God gives you strength. God gives you knowledge. God gives you gifts and talents. And if you sit on those, are you using what he's given you? No. God will not do what he's given you the right to choose. You get to get off the sidelines. You get to stop complaining. You get to stop and bury all the excuses and say, you know what, Lord, I'm all in. You get to decide if God's got you. That means if you want what God has planned for your life, you have to be willing to participate. But that usually means tearing down your walls, sitting in the between, that space where you don't know what's going to happen, and then openly accepting the trouble that brings transformation. God's got you. You know, when I find myself surrounded with more questions than answers, I know the answer is not in what I can do, but what God is doing in the gap. Where is God moving for you in the gap? What is He doing? Have you thought about it? Have you given time and space? When was the last time you prayed? I mean, like, seriously. I know there's a lot of times at night where I will just lay in bed, and it's one of those days where I just take a deep breath, and I'm like, Lord, you just need to take this day away. Let my body rest. And then I just give everything to Him. I lay it at His feet. Now, does that mean I'm done with it? Does that mean I wash my hands and I run the other direction? No. I still am required to do my own part. I'm required to show up when He opens doors of opportunities. If I'm sitting there lazy on my couch, complaining that, well, God, you're not giving me anything right now. You haven't given me that career. You haven't found that person for me. The kids are driving me crazy. Why can't you change their actions? Oh, no, no, no. He's saying, are you doing what I have given you? Are you using your gifts and talents? Are you using your knowledge, your wisdom, your experiences? You have plenty of room to grow. But are you willing? Be transformed by trouble. Just because life isn't going your way doesn't mean there is not beauty on the horizon. What is it for you? What's tearing you up on the inside? What walls need to come down? What do you need to ask from God today? Lord, here am I. Send me. But when you ask that and you say, Lord, I'm all in, then you better be willing to go do the do that God puts forth in you. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.